having our meeting for the week of the regional area organizers. And hello, hello. And this week we're going to talk about a couple things. One of them is the how to fight with Tai Chi that we'll be doing that workshop. We're planning it for the last weekend in January. And this year we're looking at doing the level one Tai Chi in March in Boca. We'll be setting up those dates here within the next couple, 3 weeks, and letting you know more about specifically when that is. The weekend in January will be that last full weekend in January, and that program will start on the Wednesday night and then go through until Sunday. And we'll have more details on that for you coming up as well. I wanted to talk about the fighting method for just a minute. Basically, in Tai Chi, there is more than one fighting method. What I would say they share in common is that none of the Tai Chi fighting methods look like kickboxing. They all look different in ways that are obviously not something else. And so I've got what I call the hard method. The hard method is actually, and by hard, it's kind of referring to a lot more hard, the hard version of Tai Chi. Think some of your Chen style type movement where it's a bit more, for lack of a better word, yang in its approach. At the same time, it still has plenty of softer, in terms of how things are being done, open-handed moving kinds of things that that absolutely you can tell it's Tai Chi or something like Tai Chi, that it is not, again, kickboxing or other things. And so there's that. And then a soft method. And the soft method that I mostly really have taught over the years, and the one that I learned very early on, is a very advanced method called the ghost fighting method. We refer to it that way because that's the best way to kind of indicate what it is. It feels like you're fighting a person who's a ghost. They're not, you can't get a hand on them, and they're all over you. One of my students affectionately called it mosquito style a number of years ago. You're swatting at the mosquito, and you can't hit it, but it's tagging you. And that's the advanced method. And for that one, you have to know quite a bit of Tai Chi. There's a soft method that I can teach that does not require somebody to have hardly any or any Tai Chi coming in the door. And then it's not the advanced method, but it is Tai Chi. It is obviously Tai Chi once you see what it's doing and how it's doing and that kind of thing. And then there are other methods, and I'm going to expose in that workshop probably a good 8 other methods that I'm at least introducing, but the ones being worked on will be that hard method because that's the easiest one for like anybody to get. And then the soft method, which will take about 2 to 3 times the amount of work, but it will get people started on that path. And then once you have that and you look at your form and how your form moves and how it's supposed to move and what you're doing with it and how you're doing with it, it'll make the Tai Chi, it will add an element to your Tai Chi understanding that is really hard to get any other way. Anyway, so there were some questions about it, and I wanted to answer those questions. And I think the first question was by Jim. Jim, go ahead.
Is it going to be a full contact or full speed type of thing? Do we need mouth gear, head gear, shin guards, that type?
I would say that you wouldn't want gear for the most part. The method is it's designed and it starts off very slow and very easy, so that you can do it, empty, no gear of any kind needed. Now, you might want to get or have some kind of a goggle, but if you do, I would recommend like a sport goggle, something you would play racquetball in, this kind of thing.
Okay.
That would be ideal. Because with the eyes, for instance, a flick can become a real, a problem versus most other parts of the body. You can take that, not that you'll enjoy it, but it's doable in your eye. That could actually still be a problem. And so I would say a little bit of eye protection would be ideal. You could say some groin protection. I've never been a big fan of it unless you're just going hardcore trying to beat the crap out of each other without any knowledge, and then you probably should have a cup. But for skilled stuff, especially for self-defense fighting, I'm not a big fan because you're probably not wearing a cup the day you have to use it in the street. And so if you're not used to protecting your groin or used to, oh, yeah, I can take a hit there. Well, you're training something that for me, I don't really want to be thinking about it that way. I'm protecting myself at all times kind of a thing. Or I'm aware that I have vulnerable areas and that I should be moving in ways that are protecting those areas all the time. And Tai Chi does this really well. So do other arts that are really good fighting arts, out of necessity. The difference is in a lot of sports, you'll use a lot of padding and equipment because you're going by very specific rule sets and it's hard and fast, even if the person's not skilled enough to really be doing that. In the Tai Chi fighting method, one of the key things that we get into is there's a training progression that starts from very, very slow and very paced, even though you're continually moving, and it builds up to much faster, but it only does it as the practitioner is able to cope and comprehend and act on what is happening in the moment in real time in an intelligent way with perception of everything that's going on. And if any of that's not happening, then you're going too fast, and you build the speed over time as you gain the ability to do that. And then we'll put a little bit more pressure on where we're doing some faster and all of that, but still not like breakneck speed. That's just dangerous, even with equipment, if two people are really going at it. I mean, I've seen people more than a few times get knocked out when they were in a competition where you're not supposed to be, where it's illegal to knock each other out, to hit somebody that hard. And yet, because they're going crazy and all that with the pads, they get knocked out. In fact, the last time Chase, my son, participated in a tournament, he kicked a kid in the head. They were all equipmented up, and he knocked the kid out on his feet. Over he went, and it was a competition where you can get disqualified for knocking somebody out because it's too hard. But it is fast. Anyways, the point being that at that speed, they might as well not have any training and just be swinging at each other because there's no skill in it. And so with the method, I will also be teaching you how to build the skill so that it becomes high level when you put the time in. And with that, pads just get in the way. They cause people to think they can get away with some things they shouldn't be trying to get away with. It allows people to get comfortable or think that they're protected in ways that without the pads, you're not, and all sorts of stuff like that. So I'm not a fan of that kind of thing. You'll see with the method, you won't want the pads and stuff anyways. Like I say, maybe some eye protection. That seems really smart to me. The rest of that, you should be doing things intelligently enough to where you're not having any kind of risks that way. What's interesting is that there's a lot of throat-oriented stuff, and even in most of the protection type of stuff out there, there's not good neck protection. The closest you could get to would maybe be some headgear that's the kendo type headgear, where it's covering your whole head and down around your shoulders and all of that, and we're not going to do that. And I'll show you what you need to do to be moving so that you are protecting your neck, and obviously at the slow speed, even if you get tagged there, it's not, you know, serious like that. Again, with the eyes, that much, like I just did to my face, is an awful lot to the eye. So probably just that. Okay. By the way, the people on the calls here with us, that was Jim that we were talking to, and Matt Holker and Greg Nolmeyer. And the other folks, due to vacations and other odd end stuff, couldn't be with us today, and they will be back with us next week.
I have a question, Sifu. When are you looking to do this workshop?
That's the one in January.
Okay, and so it's going to be at the end of January?
Yes.
Here in Tennessee. Okay.
By the way, if you're watching this and you're going, oh, in January I was going to come to this other workshop that I heard you talk about at some point, or that that you thought was going to happen different than that one, please send us an email or contact somehow and let us know that right away. I wanted to make sure I wasn't, because I had been talking about doing level one in January prior to this. I just want to make sure I hadn't promoted this to somebody who's already got that in their planning and is now going, oh man, I can't, you know, that kind of thing. And we will be doing that in Boca by the way, end of February, early March, maybe when we do that in Boca. That way, when it's snowy and cold up north, people can come down to Boca for several days. And if they spend an extra day or two around some beach time and that kind of thing, and also train level one, Tai Chi, clears Tai Chi level one, you know, while they're in Boca. Okay.
There are worse places to train clear Tai Chi level one in the middle of winter. As long as the air conditioning works.
Yes. Yes. And the air conditioning will be working. We guarantee it. They tried to have it not work last time and we got it straight really fast. So, yeah. Okay.
Yes, we did.
All right.
And now a word from our sponsor.
When Tai Chi fights, it is vicious. Every move in Tai Chi has at least one eye, throat, or groin strike concealed in the movement. For much more on that, go to viciestaichi.com. I created a course that shows where the quick and dirty fight enders are hidden in the Tai Chi form. Many of the applications are so simple that you can pick them up just by watching the video. The course has a broad selection of moves that are common in most Tai Chi forms. And once you watch the applications in this program, you will start seeing eye, throat, and groin strikes everywhere in Tai Chi. Once again, that course is available at viciestaichi.com. That's viciestaichi.com.
So that was the big thing we were wanting to talk to you guys about this time and make sure you knew that was happening. Greg, did you have any questions or any input on that at all? Or
no, I do. There are some videos out there that talk about the difference between the fighting method of Tai Chi and technical applications. And if there's a way of putting that in the description so they can check those out, because a lot of the misinformation is based on like, oh, I know maybe a technical application for this move, but I don't know what a fighting method is. And you usually use the boxing analogy. And I know
we'll say that right now. So, in the Tai Chi with each of the moves has about 75 different applications. Each one of them has at least an eye, groin, or throat strike in it somewhere. Each of the moves has one or more serious breaking techniques. Each one of them has one or more serious grappling techniques. Each one of them has at least one serious anti-grappling, how to escape or how to maneuver in a way so that they can't hold on to you. Each of the techniques has, on the average, has at least one or more good throws in it. And when I'm saying this, on those applications, it is exactly like the way the move looks in the average form to do that. It is not more technical than that, but it is not also, it's not like I'm taking... I'm trying to get a move you guys can see here. It's not like I'm taking play guitar, strum the lute, and all of a sudden it doesn't look like that anymore. It still looks like strum the lute. Now, I know there's different little nuanced ways to do that, but I'm saying if you see it done in our form or even in the way I've seen it done in most people's form, the applications are going to look like that. It's not like, well, I was doing strum the lute, but now to apply it, and it's like, well, that looks almost a little more like cloud hands. What happened to strum the lute? No, it'll look like strum the lute. And so I'm not talking about an application where it's like, well, but then I went off and did something else. And I'm saying that really comes out of the strum the lute move. Now, there are a few hidden moves. Each of the moves has a kick in it. A lot of times the kicks are hidden in the steps, like in between moves. Or in the position that you're in, you'll see like in a play guitar or strum the lute, there's a direct groin kick. That foot is pointed at the groin and you don't have weight on the front foot where it's sort of an obvious thing. And so the only thing that's different is the fact that you're picking the foot up to actually execute the kick. But your positioning is the same as your play guitar move. So those are applications. The fighting method is not the applications. The applications ideally would come in because you know them really well and they're sort of layered in to the fighting method. And so boxing is the analogy I like to use because most people are familiar with it. There's jabs, there's straight punches that are kind of jabs, if you will. There's crosses, there's hooks, there's uppercuts. And if I'm standing there training those things, I'm training the techniques that are used in the boxing, but I'm not training the boxing. The boxing is getting out in a ring with another guy across from you. Both your fists are up for guarding against stuff, and you're both, there's footwork, and you're both positioning, and you're moving around in certain kinds of ways and certain kinds of positionings that you're using to throw those techniques out of, and certain kinds of footwork and certain kinds of positioning and timing and moving. And there's a way that that's done. And that is the fighting method for boxing. And then the techniques are what you do while you're doing, while you're in the boxing, sparring, moving around. And so in Tai Chi, it's the same thing. There's a fighting method for Tai Chi, and then the techniques and everything come into it. And so this will not be, hey, here's an application or 10 for this move, and or 20 or 30 or 75, and then for this move and then for that move. That would take to teach all the applications for all the primary, just Yang style Tai Chi moves. We're talking about each one of the moves requires somewhere between a day and a couple days by itself. And so if we're talking 20 moves here, you're talking about 30 to 60 days before you would really see them all and have worked them all. And then you haven't memorized them yet in that period of time. And so a little bit of familiarity with the Tai Chi that way is helpful. It won't be necessary, just like I could take somebody in. Think about if I took somebody boxing and I put them in the boxing ring and we had a guy with pads up there and we said, okay, here's how you throw jabs and do that for a while. And now throw some hooks and do that for a while. Okay, now we're gonna have a guy really attack you and use that. And they're not gonna have footwork and they're not gonna have all kinds of other things and they're not gonna be able to box and it's gonna be terrible unless they get an lucky shot. We can put a guy out for 3 hours sparring where the person is working with them and they're not trying to pound their daylights out of them, but they're moving and they're showing them, here's the timing, here's the position, here's when you counterpunch, here's your responses to somebody when they're kind of in on you, and here's your responses for moving around and positioning and timing and how you're supposed to move in order to cover yourself well and be able to throw shots. And we do that with somebody for 2 or 3 hours. Now have somebody attack them. They're going to have something they can use to actually help defend themselves. And the strikes might be crude, but doable. And they will have a method for protecting themselves because they know how to move. They've been doing moving for a couple, 3 hours, as opposed to throwing techniques for a couple or 3 hours. And so the Tai Chi fighting method is that boxing version of the Tai Chi, where you're not trying so much to do technique. You're really trying to learn how Tai Chi moves for fighting and how it responds to things and how it's positioning and its timing and its kind of movement and that kind of a thing. And so that's very easy to get across to somebody. Now, there will be some strikes that you'll learn and some other odd and things, but it's sort of sprinkled through and light enough so that you have something. Just like if I was boxing with a guy, I would be showing him how to do jabs and crosses just by process of doing it. They're going to be poor compared to somebody that's drilling the living daylights out of those and getting a lot of coaching. But they're still going to be like, when the guy's right here and you punch him, put your body weight into it, bang, and go. This is for boxing I'm talking about. And so they're going to be able to hit somebody with that while still moving like a boxer ideally ought to move. And so the same thing with the Tai Chi. It's okay, when you're in this position, you have complete contact with them if you've done, or even if you haven't done anything, we'll be showing you enough to get that across really well. And then if you want to get it to a more refined level, well, then you're going to work your Tai Chi form, but you'll know how to work your Tai Chi form now to do that. And then we have plenty of things that show applications and you'll want to, and we'll teach a little bit of that during the weekend. Not a lot, not much at all, but a little bit. And then if you're really wanting to add more applications into it, you'll need to study the applications of the Tai Chi. We have plenty of video for that. And I've made sure to instruct it in a way that's going to be very easy, fairly simple to pick up. And obviously, if you're working with instructors that are any of the clear Tai Chi instructors, they're going to know a bunch of applications And you really don't have to have a lot in order to make the fighting method work. The more you have, of course, the better it is and all that. But okay. Enough about that. All right. Did that answer kind of what you were saying we wanted to get into there?
Yep.
All right. Was there anything else we wanted to get into today or talk about today? By the way, if you're watching this and you're interested in that, please put something in the comments below about that you would like to attend that, so that it's on our radar as well, and we'll obviously be putting that into our schedule and promoting it to you and that kind of thing. So.
I don't have anything else, Greg. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on today?
No, I'm all good.
Cool. Okay. Jim unfortunately had to go back to his day job, but
had to go back to arresting the bad guys.
That's okay. Right.
he's police officer, and a good one. There, I know there's all kinds of law enforcement. He's a good guy. All right. The other thing is, if you have any questions about, and I don't mean like how do you do the fighting method. Obviously, I'm not going to answer that. That's you need to come to this 4-day workshop for. But if you had questions on a more technical nature, obviously I'm going to be trying not to just say what I said here. So if it's a question where I've answered it here, I'm probably just going to refer you back to this video. Watch the video again. I'm telling you that. So try to word your question well enough that I can get you a pretty short answer that makes sense based on your question. And anyways, if there's questions like that, I will try to answer for you. So put that in the comments below wherever we have this posted, and we'll get you an answer on it. Okay. All right. So I think we're going to stop for today. And, I know we didn't have as many folks on here and we didn't talk as much about different kinds of aspects of the training as we would like. But we're just getting kind of started and we'll be doing more for you as we go. So thanks for watching and more next time. Talk to you later, guys.
Thanks. Thank you, Steve.
And now a word from our sponsor.
When Tai Chi fights, it is vicious. Every move in Tai Chi has at least one eye, throat, or groin strike concealed in the movement. For much more on that, go to viciestaichi.com. I created a course that shows where the quick and dirty fight enders are hidden in the Tai Chi form. Many of the applications are so simple that you can pick them up just by watching the video. The course has a broad selection of moves that are common in most Tai Chi forms. And once you watch the applications in this program, you will start seeing eye, throat, and groin strikes everywhere in Tai Chi. Once again, that course is available at viciestaichi.com. That's viciestaichi.com.